The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's Survive in Advance. Lose and your season is over. Postseason high school basketball throughout the state of Kansas. And tonight, we get the boys in Class 1A underway. It's 1A Division II opening round substate basketball tonight on 92.1 KMZA. The Centralia Panthers play host to the Donovan West Mustang. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman. I am Johnny Kane, and what a matchup we have here to start this opening round of the 1A Division II substate hosted by Centralia. Centralia, under 6th-year head coach Kalaldifer, are 9-9 on the year. Donovan West is 8-12 under 8th-year head coach David Johnson. Getting right into our matchup, we'll start with the Panthers under Coach Aldifer, 7-4 in the Twin Valley League this year. They have just won one time in their last four games, but you look at the opponents that the Panthers have played, like the Marysville, Hiawatha, and Clifton Clyde. But they're coming off a big win over Axel on Tuesday night, a 52-45 victory. That was just a big confidence booster for the Panthers. They went through that three-game stretch where they struggled a little bit. So they needed that win over Axel there on Tuesday night. Ray Osterhaus had a big night with 18 points. Presley Bowers added 11. The Panthers tonight will have Donovan West under 8th-year head coach David Johnson, who the Mustangs 8-12 overall, 5-7 in the TBL this year. But they are also struggling a little bit. They have lost four consecutive games, but last three losses have come by 6 points or less, and they're coming off a 51-45 loss to Troy on Tuesday night. It was a game where Leif Levin had 17 points. Trent Spiker had 12. Donovan West looking to make it to state for the first time since 2015. Centralia, well, they were there last year, looking to get back here in the 2021 portion of this high school basketball season. And when you look at these two teams as well, they are very familiar with each other in the postseason. They have met in substate championship games twice in the last 5 years. 2018, Centralia won by 4 in the substate championship game. 2016 also met in the substate championship. That was also won by Centralia. So these two teams are very familiar with each other when it comes to the big lights and the postseason. And so it should be a good one here tonight. We are going to step aside for our pregame timeout. We will come back. We'll take a look at the starters and get you set for the ball game as Centralia takes on Donovan West, Class 1A, Division II, substate basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Centralia High School as we're now getting set for our boys' game tonight in the Class 1A Division II substate opener. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors, the Donovan West Mustangs, under 8th-year head coach David Johnson, a junior Trent Spiker, senior Leif Levin, junior Creighton Johnson, junior Brock Leatherman, and junior Cole Franken. So again, for the Mustangs, Spiker, Blevin, Johnson, Leatherman, and Franken, the starting five here tonight. Donovan West is led in scoring by Lake Levens at 12 points a game. Trent Spiker, he's also in double figures. He's right around at 10 points a contest. And for Centralia, under 6-year head coach Cole Oliver, a sophomore Trenton Talley, junior Colton Weir, junior Presley Bowers, junior Ray Osterhaus, and senior Ian Haverkamp. So again, for the Panthers, Talley, Weir, Bowers, Osterhaus, and Haverkamp, the starting five tonight. Centralia led in scoring by Ray Osterhaus, who averages 14 tonight. And Presley Bowers, who is right there in double figures as well at 11 points per contest. The winner of this game, and this is the 4-5 matchup, the winner will get Clifton Clyde here in Centralia on Friday night. It's a game they will have on 92.1 KMZA, whether it's Centralia or Donovan West. They'll have that here on 92.1 KMZA. The bottom side of the bracket, Frankfort, the 2-seed, takes on Onega tonight in Frankfort. And also the 3-seed of Jacksonite Sobras hosts 6-seed Troy. That game can be heard over on 103.9 KMZA. With that, we're going to step aside for our national anthem, and we'll come back to start the ball game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Centralia in their home white uniforms, black numerals trimmed in orange. They will go from right to left in this first half. Donovan West in their road navy blue uniforms, orange numerals trimmed in white. They will go from left to right. Donovan West will start with a basketball, and with that, we are set to go. A spot in the semifinals of the Class 1A Division 1 Substate is on the line here tonight. Donovan West starts with the basketball, and we are underway. Centralia will start in the man-to-man, throwing the basketball out on top is Creighton Johnson. Dribble handoff, here's Blevins, back to the left side of the front court to Brock Leatherman. Into the corner to Johnson, now back out left wing to Franken. He gets a screen, dribble to the middle of the lane, stops, goes up and under. Part shot is altered by Osterhaus, and this shot is taken away by Osterhaus, and he'll clear it away to Ian Haverkamp. Donovan West is also going to be in a man-to-man. Here's Haverkamp. Gives it to Talley. Right up on top to Weir. He'll try a deep three. It's off the back rim. No good. And the rebound is sky four and yanked down by Blevins of Donovan West. Here's Leatherman the other way. He'll stop in the right corner. Pick it up on top to Franken. Ripped around the horn of the left wing to Johnson. Dribbles to the left baseline. Stops, kicks it out to Blevins. He steps back. Now inside, back on top, Franken, and ripped around the horn to Johnson in the right corner. And on top now, Blevins with the basketball. He'll back things back out, coming off 17-point performance in the loss to Troy on Tuesday night. Driving to the baseline. Now up on top, here's Johnson. Has the ball tipped free, but they're going to get a reach-in foul on Ian Haverkamp. That will be his first, team's first. And Donovan West will have the basketball sideline out of bounds with 6:58 to go in the opening quarter. Kind of how we figured this game would start. Just both teams kind of feeling each other out a little bit. Blevins with the basketball now in the right corner for Donovan West. Tried to get it inside. He's got it to Spiker. He'll back down. Now whip the ball around the horn to Leatherman up on top. Around the head of the circle to Blevins. Guarded by Haverkamp. He barks out his signal and out kicks it to Franken between the ring. Left side of the floor, Johnson. Starts a right-handed dribble guarded by Presley Bowers. Now Johnson all the way to the left wing. picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets a downloaded spiker. He'll go up and under. His shot off the back rim is no good. And the rebound to Osterhaus again. And here's Haverkamp to clear it away for Centralia. 90 seconds into the game, no score. Tally with the basketball in the right corner. Now Haverkamp, Weir, left corner, to Osterhaus. Up on top to Ian Haverkamp. Dribbles with the right hand, gets it to Tally on the right wing. Download of Bowers on the right block. A double team comes. Kicks it back out to Tally in the right wing corner. And now Ian Haverkamp will back it out there midcourt. And Coach Johnson loving the defense from this guy here in the early going. 2 minutes gone by, no score. Bowers on the right block. Gets to the middle of the lane. Shoots over his right shoulder and banks it in. Presley Bowers gets the scoring started for Centralia. 2-0 Panthers. 5:51 to go in the opening quarter. And now Centralia is showing full court pressure. Blevins gets it off to Johnson in the back corner on the left side. Picks up ahead to Blevins. The double team comes. He gets through it. Hits it to Spiker. And now the pass down low is knocked out of bounds by Weir. Now they're going to have a quick stoppage. Just want to make sure that Blevins tucked his jersey in. So 5:41 to go in the first quarter. It's 2-0 Centralia. Donovan West, though, with the basketball baseline out of bounds. Left of the wing. Pass into the corner. Blevins will try a left corner three. It's short. Long rebound to go into the right corner, and Osterhaus has another one. Kicked up ahead, Ian Haverkamp to Tally. He drives left baseline, he floats it off the window, and he left it short. There's a bunny, and now a fight for the Roos ball, and Tally comes up with it. Great hustle by Centralia's Trenton Tally. The sophomore steals another possession. Tally now with it left of the wing. With a right-handed dribble, feeds to the baseline to Bowers in the left block. He spins, gets double-teamed, takes it down low to Osterhaus, and he banks it up and in. Rafe Osterhaus. It's the basket underneath, and it's 4-0 Centralia, 3 minutes into the game. Again, full court pressure. Blevins has it in the back court. Takes it off to the near side to Leatherman, and now into the front court to Johnson. Johnson just stops, takes a look back at his head coach, David Johnson, who barks out a play call. Johnson dribbles to the middle of the lane, stops at the foul line, faces up, kicks it off to Blevins. He pumps on a three, gets to the foul line, back to Johnson. He'll try a deep three. It's off the left side of the rim, and another rebound for Osterhaus. That's his fourth already. Tally now the other way in the right corner. Petrolia with a 4-0 lead, and now Bowers back with it on the right block. Kick down on top to Ian Haverkamp. Now left side to Weir. Down low to Osterhaus from the left block. He spins. Goes all off the window. Count it and one. 4-for-8. Osterhaus to the head of the free-throw line to try to complete a three-point play. Going to go on Frank, and that will be his first, team's first. And a single free-throw coming for Rafe Osterhaus, the junior for the Panthers. Right-handed shooter, his free throw is good. 5-0 Centralia, 7-0 Centralia, 4:27 to go in the opening quarter. More pressure in the backcourt. Franken breaks it, gets across the timeline, and kicks it off to the right side to Blevins. Up on top, ripped to the left wing to Johnson. He dribbles to the baseline, gets cut off by Osterhaus, and then flicks it out to the left corner to Blevins. Down low, Spiker on the left block, back out Blevins. Blaze gets to the middle lane. Puts a right-handed floating shot that rattles in and out and back in. So Blevins gets the scoring started for Donovan West. It's 7-2 Centralia, 4 minutes left in quarter number one. Trenton Tally right of the wing. Crosses between his legs, feeds it up on top to Weir. Now on the left side of the floor, here's Haverkamp in the corner. Guarded by Leatherman. Lost it at Haverkamp, but he gets it into the corner to Bowers. Presley drives left baseline. Spin, now goes back out on top to Haverkamp. Ian, pull-up jumper from the foul line is in and out. And a rebound, though, to Osterhaus. And now we'll have a whistle, a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with Centralia. 3:35 to go in the first. It's 7-2 Centralia. And Ian Haverkamp will trigger it in from the baseline in the right corner. Flicks it out on top to Tally. He'll dribble the left hand to the left wing, guarded by Franken, and out between the circles near the timeline to Weir. Haverkamp, cross-court pass to Weir. Good three-point shooter, but Blevins knows that, so he comes out on it. Up on top, Bowers inside of the lane to Osterhaus. He's got it, stops, splits it up, and in. 7 early points for Rafe Osterhaus. He's got 7 of the 9 for Centralia. And the Panthers lead by 7 with 3:05 to go in the first. Again, full-court pressure. Blevins across the timeline, dribbles all the way to the corner. Lost the basketball, got it back. And now puts it cross court to Johnson on the left wing. A wide open three on the way. It's in and out. Another rebound for Osterhaus. That's his sixth rebound already here in this first quarter. Ian Haverkamp across half court. Flicks to the right wing to Tally. It's been all Panthers here in the early going. Weird distance by the half court. Flicks it back to the right side to Tally. He dribbles into the corner. goes between the legs and hits it up on top to Bowers. Now Weir left of the wing. Osterhaus calling for the basketball. Now Ian Haverkamp with it. He crosses over, gets to the baseline, flicks it inside, but then it's tapped out of bounds by Franken. Probably should have been a turnover for Centralia, but instead the Panthers will hold on to it. Donovan West will bring in sophomore Brody Jeffke for the first time. Centralia will counter with sophomore Brock Reinecke. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. 9-2 lead for Centralia, and the Panthers toss it in for the baseline. Ian Haverkamp, a right corner, high arcing three is too strong, but it's going to go off of Johnson and out of bounds, and it will stay with Centralia. .219 to go now in the first, and it'll be Haverkamp again to trigger it in from the baseline. Gets it into to Osterhaus. He'll dribble to the baseline, stop, go up with a shot, and rattles it home again. 9 first-quarter points for Ray Osterhaus, and the biggest lead of the night here in the early going. Centralia leads 9-2 with 2:10 to go in the first. And now a steal. Ian Haverkamp with a steal. He drives inside, pulls up from 6 feet, and the shot short, and the rebound to Blevins of Donovan West. That was the first turnover of the night. And here's Blevins back the other way into the front court. Dribbles into the left corner. Back out to Johnson and up on top. Here's Jeffke now right of the wing. Back on top, Johnson. He'll try another three. This one's off the back rim. And this time the rebound yanked away by Bowers of Centralia. First shot defense has been great for Centralia here in the early going. They have not given up an offensive rebound yet. Reinecke hands off to Osterhaus. He'll shoot a deep three, and he buried it. Rafe Osterhaus has been automatic here in the early going. He's got 12 of the 14 for the Panthers, who lead by 12 with 1:23 to go. Blevins across the timeline. He gets bumped and fouled by Talley. That will be the first foul for Trenton Talley and the second on Centralia. A couple of subs now for Centralia. We will see Jude Conley, a senior for the first time, and also junior Marshall Tanking. So on the floor for Centralia, Ian Haverkamp, Reinecke, Bowers, Conley, and Tanking. Johnson checks out of the game. Franken back in. That's Blevins with the basketball up on top for Donovan West, who trails by 12 with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Blevins to the baseline. Pull up six-footer. It's off the back rim. And a rebound to Conley. And here comes Centralia the other way. Conley dribble handoff, gives it to Tanking. He gets to the foul line, looks to Reinecke. And out of the right corner, here's Haverkamp. There's not per se an offensive lineup out there right now for Centralia. A three by Conley is too strong. And a rebound to Blevins of Donovan West. Here's Leatherman the other way. Stops in the left corner. Nobody comes out on him. He feeds it inside to Franken. His shot is no good, but he got fouled. Cole Franken will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 38 seconds to go in the first. Going to go on Presley Bowers. That will be his first, team's third. And Franken to the free throw line. So Franken, 40% on the year. He doesn't get to the line a ton. Just shy of twice a game. The first free throw is wide right. One more free throw coming for Cole Franken of Donovan West. And he missed a both. Rebound, though, into the hands of Jeffke down low, and then he had it ripped away from Jeffke. They're going to call a travel on Jeffke. And so it'll be Centralia basketball. Johnson back into the game for Jeffke. And now Donovan West going to try a little full court pressure. 35 seconds to go in the first. It's 14-2 Centralia. Tanking in the backcourt. Kicks it off to Ian Haverkamp. Now a three-on-one. Then he throws it over the head of Bowers and out of bounds. First turnover of the night for Centralia. And now 30 seconds even to go here in the first quarter for Donovan West. Leif Blevins will control the basketball and walk the ball across the timeline for Donovan West. He's got it up on top. The Mustangs taking their time. Spiker left of the head of the circle. Hands it off to Blevins with 15 seconds to go. Leatherman, right side of the floor to Johnson. Dribbles to the baseline. Gets cut off by Conley. He's in trouble and now gets it off to Spiker. 5 seconds and now a steal. Presley Bowers the other way. 2 seconds. Bowers stops and lays it up and in at the buzzer. Presley Bowers with 4 points in the opening quarter. And after one, it is all Panthers. Centralia 16. Donovan West 2. One quarter in the book. Second quarter when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Johnson West head coach David Johnson is purple right now in the face. That whole time out, he was pleading with his guys to just get something going. Trailing 16-2 after quarter number one. He starts the second. Donovan West will have the basketball as they operate from left to right. Wasn't like the Mustangs really played that poorly in the first half. They just didn't get a good shot off. Down low, Spiker, he lost it out of bounds. Got bumped a little bit from behind, but they just lost it. And that'll be turnover number three for the Mustangs. Donovan West now going to show some pressure as they went to it right there at the end of the first quarter. Osterhaus flips it up to Tanking. Gets it up ahead to Trenton Talley. He'll back it back out. Tanking now a deep three. It's off the left side of the rim. Off at the rebound. Osterhaus's shot is blocked away. Ball tapped around. Osterhaus gets it back. Flips it up. He left it short, but he got fouled. And he will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Going to go on Creighton Johnson, his first only team foul, number two, on Donovan West. And Osterhaus to the free throw line. He had 12 points of the 16 in the first quarter, and he knocks down the opening free throw. His trip to the line. Osterhaus again, 14 points a game, 71% on the year from the stripe. Second free throw is good. So 14 for Osterhaus. It's 18-2 Centralia, 7:30 to go in the half. Again, the Panthers show pressure. Blevins kicks it up ahead to Johnson, inside to Spiker on the left block. He flicks up a shot and he lost it. It's into the hands of Centralia's Weir. Here's Colton across the timeline. Kick to the right wing to Tanking. Down low, but nobody was looking for the basketball and it's stolen away. Back the other way. Here's Franken, inside to Johnson. He puts up a shot and rattles it home. First points of the night for Creighton Johnson. And it's 18-4 Centralia with 7:05 to go in the half. Ian Haverkamp slows it down. Gets it back to the right side of the floor to Weir. He backs up. Now to the right corner to Haverkamp. Trying to feed it down low to Osterhaus, but it's knocked out of bounds by Blevins, so it'll stay with Centralia. 6:54 to go in second quarter, and it's 18-4 Centralia. It's been all Panthers here in the early going. And they're going to have to bring Rafe Osterhaus out of the game. He's got some blood on his uniform. And so that'll bring Presley Bowers right back into the game. Rafe tells his bench, I'm not bleeding. I don't know what the heck's going on right now. And he's going to head right back to the scores table. Weir, a deep three. It's in and out. And a rebound to Blevins of Donovan West. Coach Johnson telling his guys, let's go. Leatherman on the left corner. Inside to Spiker. He shoots over his left shoulder and hits. First basket of the night for Trent Spiker. And Coach Oliver's going to take a timeout. Quick 4-0 spurt by Donovan West, and Coach Oliver will take his first timeout. 6:41 to go in the half. It's 18-6 Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Quarter number two, Donovan West trying a little bit of half-court trap, and they've got Weir trapped right now. They get off to Bowers, but he gets bumped from behind and fouled by Leatherman, who will pick up his first, and just the third team foul, though, for Donovan West. 6:27 to go in the half. Lead is 12-4 Centralia. Donovan West on a quick 4-0 run right now. Now looking to try to get another stop and creep back into this one. Bowers gets in the middle of the lane, dribbles to the left block, kicks it back out to Ian Haverkamp on the left wing. Now Talley, he dribbles with the right hand of the wing as Donovan West is in his zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 right now. Kind of a 1-3-1 trap if Centralia gets it in any corner. Cross court pass to Ian Haverkamp right of the front court. Up on top, Weir, left side of the floor to Talley. He dribbles into the corner, kicks it back out to Weir, and now Talley in the left corner. Up on top near the timeline, Haverkamp with it. Donovan West now extending the zone a little bit. Weir up on top. He's the best shooter that Centralia has. Left side of the floor, into the corner, Talley. He'll try a triple. It's airballed long, an offensive rebound for Osterhout. Nobody comes on him. He shoots the three and airballs it long, and the ball is tapped around. It's saved in. In the power from the left block. Forces up a shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Osterhout. This follows no good, but he got fouled. Three offensive rebounds on that possession alone for Centralia. And that's going to be called on Leatherman and will be his second. So Ray Osterhout to the free throw line where he's 3-for-3 so far tonight. Ray, 14 points so far tonight. 14 of the 18 for Centralia. Make it 15 of 19 as he drills the first free throw. One more for this junior Osterhout, and he nails it. 16 for Osterhout. It's 20-6. Centralia leads by 14 with 5.5 to go, second quarter. Brock Leatherman with the basketball between the rings. He does have two fouls, so he's got to be careful here the remainder of this half. Donovan West only has six guys available here tonight on the roster. Inside Spiker on the right block, absorbs contact, picks up a shot, he rims in and out. The rebound at Talley, and he'll give it off to Haverkamp, who walks it across the timeline. D-West still in this 1-3-1. Bowers kicks in left corner to Talley. Now up on top to Weir. Left side of the front court to Haverkamp. Cross court pass Bowers into the right corner to Talley. He flicks it over the top to Osterhout from the left block. He spins, shoots, a shot short. Rebound tapped around, and Blevins to Donovan West has it. Moving from left to right, here's Blevins into the front court. Gets it up on top to Franken. Now Johnson, a deep three, it's short. A rebound will go to Weir of Centralia, and he'll bring it the other way. 4:30 to go in the half. The lead is 14 for the Panthers. Weir, a deep top of the key three, is off the back rim. Rebound ripped away by Franken to Donovan West. Kicked up ahead and then just turned over. Lazy pass right into the hands of Weir as Donovan West turns it over for the fourth time. In the left corner, Ian Haverkamp. He'll try a wide open three, and it's airballed long. Another offensive rebound, though, for Osterhout. He puts up a shot, and he gets fouled. No, there is an offensive foul. They call an offensive foul on Osterhout as he kind of backed down to create some space and kind of threw his arm in a little bit. It wasn't a ton of contact, but the referee deemed it to be enough to gain an advantage on the inside. So Osterhout picks up his first. That's team foul number 4. So the Mustangs back with the basketball, trailing by 14 and under 4 minutes to go in the half. Blevins goes behind the back across the timeline, drives all the way inside, flicks up a shot, and lays it in. 4 for Lace Blevins, and it's 20-8 Centralia, 3:45 to go in the half. Weir up on top, kicks it in the left corner to Talley, and it's inside, kicked away by Brent Leatherman. So Centralia will hold on to it as Reinicke comes back into the game for the Panthers to replace Osterhout. Ian Haverkamp will trigger it in from the baseline. It's all the way out near midcourt to Talley. He flicks it left of the front court to Weir. He'll dribble with the right hand. Now picks it up. Feeds it off right of the front court to Haverkamp, who touches his left eye to run a play. Now Bowers left of the wing. Into the corner, Talley. Donovan West has played much better defense since they went to this 1-3-1, but still offensive rebounds have been what has killed Donovan West here tonight. Weir up on top, steps into a deep jumper. It's good. Put on the line at the 2. The first pass of the night for Colton Weir. And it's 22-8. Centralia leads with 3 minutes to go in the half. Lace Blevins, top of the key. Dribbles Hendricks the pressure, now gets it off to Jeske. Up on top, Johnson. He'll try a three. It's no good. Too strong. Fight for the rebound, though. Jeske's got it, and now we'll get a whistle and a jump ball. So the possession arrow will give it to Centralia. Will Frank get back into the game for Donovan West to replace Leatherman. And now 2:50 to go in the half. It's 22-8. Centralia leads. So this is a critical stretch right here for Donovan West, trailing by 14 with 2:45 to go in the half. If they could get it down to single digits before halftime, that would be huge for the confidence. Now pass down low. It's stolen away by Blevins. Third turnover for Centralia. Blevins' third steal of the night. He gets inside, stops, flicks up a shot, and gets hit on the arm and fouled. And Blevins will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair as Ian Haverkamp picks up his second. So late to the free throw line. His first free throw is good. Marshall tanking comes in for Haverkamp. Levin's on the year 75% from the free throw line, averages about three free throws a night. Right-handed shooter, his second one is good. He got them both. So he's got 6 of the 10 points for Donovan West. The Mustangs trail by 12 with 2.5 to go in the half. Weir up on top. Kicks left of the floor to Tanking. Now in the left corner, it's Reineke. Back to Tanking. Up on top, Weir. He thought about a 30-footer. Instead, he kicks it in the corner. Reineke up on top, Weir. He'll try a deep three. It's from 25 feet. Hits up the button nylon. 5 for Colton Weir. And it's 25-10 Centralia with 2:05 to go in quarter number 2. Blevins with a basketball for Donovan West up on top. Now Jeske between the rings. Guarded by Talley, dribbles to the right wing and hands it off to Blevins. Blevins guarded by Tanking, who's the best all-ball defender that Centralia has. Now Spiker on the left wing, a little dribble weave, handoff. Here's Jeske. He stops between the rings, 1:40 to go in the half. The lead is 15. Blevins, a deep three. It's too strong. Offensive rebound. No, yanked away by Talley. A great defensive rebound by Trenton Talley, who just wanted it a little bit more. And Scott for the rebound to yank it away. Reineke into the right corner to Talley. Weir wants it on the right of the head of the circle. He backs up, kicks it to Tanking, back into the corner to Talley. Tanking, cross-court pass to Bowers. He's got it on the left wing, dribbled a couple times inside. Now kicks it to the left corner to Reineke. Approaching 1 minute to go. Weir, another deep triple. It's one short. Offensive rebound, though, for Talley. His follow's blocked away and then tapped out of bounds by Blevins, so it will stay with Centralia. Ray Osterhout's going to come back into the game for Reineke. 1:01 to go in the half. It's 25-10 Centralia. Leatherman also back into the game for Donovan West. He'll replace Jeske. And here's Talley to toss it in with 1:01 to go in the half. Gets it into Weir. Back down in the corner to Talley. Here's a 15-footer that's airballed long. And a rebound to Spiker. And here's Donovan West the other way. Leatherman in transition. Dribbles into the right corner. Feeds it down low to Frank on the right block. He backs down, forces up a shot, gets hit on the arm and fouled. Osterhaus is going to pick up his second. That's going to send Cole Frank into the free throw line for 2. Franken's 0 for 2 tonight. He missed 2 badly in the first quarter. As mentioned, only 40% all in the year. And the first free throw is in and out. Reineke right back into the game for Centralia to replace Osterhaus with those 2 fouls. So Haverkamp and Osterhaus, each with 2 sitting on the bench. Franken's second free throw is good. So he's got his first point of the night. 25-11 Centralia, 45 seconds to go in the half. Brower's in the backcourt, showing pressure, nearly threw it away, but it's in the hands of Talley. He's got it in the left corner. He picks up his dribble and flicks it back out to Bowers. This is by far the least explosive offensive lineup that Centralia has, with Osterhaus and Haverkamp on the bench. Bowers, one of the true scoring threats out there, along with Weir, but other than that, Reineke, Tanking, and Talley, not much of scoring threats. 18 seconds to go. Donovan West extending this 1-3-1 zone. Tanking drives in, kicks it into the corner to Talley. He dribbles to the left hand, flicks it out to Tanking. He gets inside, flicks it off. Is it Reineke on the baseline? He puts it up and in. Nice back down move by Brock Reineke for his first points of the night. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Clemens, a step-in triple. It's good if it goes. It's no good. And that's the end of quarter number two. One half in the books. It's been all Panthers so far here tonight. Centralia 27, Jonathan West 11 here at halftime. We'll take our halftime break. We'll come back with first half stats and analysis here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get down.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Centralia High Schools. We're at halftime of tonight's sub-state contest between Centralia and Donovan West, and it's the Panthers leading 27-11 here at intermission. It's been all Centralia just from the start. Centralia led 16-2 after one quarter. They continue to push their lead, and they now lead by 16 here at intermission. It's not like Donovan West has really played that badly as far as like turning the basketball over or anything like that. They just simply haven't made shots, and they have not rebounded. Centralia has been killing Donovan West on the offensive glass here so far tonight. So that is something Donovan West is going to have to shore up here in the second half if they want to have a chance to come back in this game. Look at the numbers. We'll start with Centralia. They only had 3 turnovers in the first half, hit 2 threes, and were a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. All of those come from junior Ray Boasterhouse, who led the way with 16 points. 5 for Colton Weir, 4 for Presley Bowers, and 2 for Brock Reinecke. Donovan West, meanwhile, 4 turnovers. They did not hit a 3 in the first half. 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Are led in scoring by Leif Blevins, who had 6, 2 apiece for Trent Spiker and Frank Johnson, and a single free throw for Cole Franken. So when you look at for Donovan West, they got to get Trent Spiker going. He's the second leading scorer on this team for Donovan West. Spiker averages 10 points a game. Blevins about 12. But with only having 2 points from Spiker, it's got to be something Donovan West gets going as we head into quarter number 3. We're going to take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some other scores that we have here at intermission. But again, our halftime score, it's all Centralia here so far tonight. The Panthers leading Donovan West 27-11 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs. Cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Donovan to Centralia High School. Donovan West trailing Centralia 27-11. Here at intermission, Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, back at the studios. Looking at other scores from games around the area in the same sub-state. Jackson Heights boys lead Centralia 30-20. Excuse me, Jackson Heights boys lead Troy 30-29. That is at the half. Blue Valley boys lead Axtell 26-18 at halftime. And it looks like that's all the scores that we have, at least as far as sub-state play goes. Right now, we'll try to have some more. Looks like also the Lynn boys trail Pike Valley 22-17 at the half. Frankfort boys lead Onega 28-16. Those are the scores that we have right now. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Scores, recaps, look at brackets. As the winner of these games, of tonight's games, won't play again until next week. 1A is doing it a little bit differently this year. The opening round, so girls yesterday, boys today. It'll be the same kind of situation next week, Thursday, Friday, and then the championship game will be played on Saturday. But just a reminder, just so you know right now, semifinals are going to be at different times than they typically are. Next week on Thursday and Friday, the semifinal times will be at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. So 5:30 and 8 o'clock, not the traditional 6 and 7:30, because they have to clear the gyms out, get everything disinfected before they allow the other groups to come into the gym. So again, 5:30 and 8 are the times for the semifinal games next week, and then the championship games on Saturday will be played at 2 and 5. But again, our score here, 27-11. Centralia leads Donovan West. The Panthers just looking to get and continue what they've been doing here in the first half. Donovan West, though, they're just looking to get anything going. I mean, they have not gotten anything really going offensively. They did score 9 points there in the second quarter, but when they were down 16-2 after the first, it's going to be one of those. They're going to have to go on a 10-11-0 run to really get back into this game. Got to start on the defensive end. They have done a good job of first-shot defense, but they have not closed out possessions by getting defensive rebounds, and that is what killed the Mustangs in the first half. So Centralia will go from left to right here in the second half. Donovan West from right to left. And D.U.S. will start with the basketball. They'll have the same five at the start of the game of Spiker, Blevins, Johnson, Leatherman, and Franken out there. So with that, we're underway here in the third quarter. D.U.S. has it. Johnson up on the right wing. Dribbles it up on top and then kicks to the left wing. Leatherman up on top. Blevins back to the right side of the floor to Johnson. Flicks it inside. Now to the baseline. Spiker, a 10-footer, is well short. And the rebound to Ostrauss. Then he had a poke free. It's stolen away by Leatherman. He drives in. Stops. Pulls up from 6 feet. And his shot rims in and out. And this time, Ostrauss will clear the rebound away. 27-11. Centralia leads 30 seconds into quarter number three. The Mustangs are going to stay in that 1-3-1 zone. They ran a majority of the second quarter. Arian Hamekamp into the left corner to Tally. Back out to Ian on the left side of the front court. Dribbles to the right hand of the free throw line. Gets it down low to Bowers, and he sticks it up and in. Count it and one. Six for Presley Bowers, though, out of the free throw line is trying to complete a three-point play. And Donovan West has Leatherman pick up his third personal foul. And a single free throw coming for Bowers, who will be attempting his first free throw of the night. Only 58% on the year is Bowers. Right-handed shooter's free throw is wide right. Donovan West with a rebound, but trailing by 20 with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Leatherman down low to Spiker on the left block. He backs down, gets to the middle of the lane, kicks it out to Johnson. He dribbles to the right baseline, pulls up with a shot, but it's thrown out of bounds by Trenton Talley, and it will stay with Donovan West. Blevins will trigger it in now for the Mustangs from deep in the right corner. 6:54 to go in the quarter. Spiker in the middle of the lane, puts up a shot high off the window, and it banks in. Got to get Spiker going. He's got four. And it's 29-13. Now, if you're Donovan West, you've got to try to find a way to get consecutive stops. Right side of the floor, Haverkamp. He dribbles to the right elbow, flicks it inside to Osterhaus, who puts it over the front of the rim, and he missed it. A wide open bunny for Osterhaus, and the rebound to Spiker, and here's D.U.S. the other way. Johnson in the left corner. Franken wide open in the baseline. He's got it inside. He'll stop, flick up a shot. Count it and one. Maybe there's the spark the Mustangs needed. Franken has three, and he will try to complete a three-point play the old-fashioned way. There's a quick 4-0 run right now for Donovan West. Franken a free throw on the way, and he got it. So four for Franken. It's 29-16, just like that, down to a 13-point game, and now a near steal. Blevins does save it in, but it's into the hands of Weir. Osterhaus out on top as Coach Johnson thought his guys kind of got lackadaisical. They thought the ball was going out of bounds, and it stayed in as Blevins had got great hustle to save it. But now Centralia with the basketball, leading by 13. Bowers in the right corner. He'll rise up, shoot a three, but he missed it way long, missed everything. And here comes Donovan West the other way on a 6-0 run right now. Spiker, Blevins, top of the key, three. Yes! Leif Blevins from downtown. He's got nine, and Coach Aldifer's seen enough. A 10-0 run by Donovan West as the Mustangs down just 10 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. 29-19, Centralia leads by 10 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
92.1 FM KMZA.
A 10-0 run by Donovan West has the Mustangs back to within 10. They trailed by 20 just a couple of minutes ago. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Still plenty of time. Pressure in the backcourt. Osterhaus with it. Gets double teamed. He gets through the double team and kicks it up ahead to Averkamp. He'll flick a shot high off the window and he rattles in. First points of the night for Ian Averkamp, and it's 31-19. Petrolia lead back to 12, and now they show pressure. Johnson across the timeline. Gets away from pressure and kicks it all the way to the baseline. Now he drives baseline and flicks the shot off the window and in. Nobody stopped the basketball, and Johnson's got four. 31-21 Centralia, 5:07 to go. Now a near steal, but they're going to get a bump foul on Franken, which will be his second. So two on Franken, three on Leatherman. That's the only foul trouble that Donovan West has. Centralia will have it, leading by 10, 5:05 to go, third quarter. Donovan West stays in the 1-3-1 as Jeffy's into the game for Leatherman. Presley Bowers down the left wing, kicks it into the left corner of the tally. He dribbles with the right hand to the wing and gives it off to Haverkamp. Ripped around the horn, now Bowers right of the front court into the right corner to tally. They are daring him to shoot the basketball. Haverkamp to the baseline to Bowers. Up on top, Weir, right side of the floor, tally. But they're going to call a 3-second violation on Centralia. So the Panthers will turn it over for the fifth time. And Leatherman's going to come right back into the game for Jeske. 4:41 to go, third quarter. The lead is 10 for Centralia. They led by 20 just about 2 minutes ago. Ace Blevins dribbles the basketball across the timeline for Donovan West. Centralia in a man-to-man. The left corner is Trent Spiker with the basketball. Dribbles to the right hand of the wing and all the way up on top where he hands off to Leatherman. Leatherman now to the right wing. He picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Trying to get it off to Blevins, and he hands it off to him right at the front court. Lake now guarded by Haverkamp. Sticks it inside to Spiker, and he lays it up and in. 6 for Trent Spiker, and for the first time since early in the first quarter, it's a single-digit game. Bowers inside. His shot up and good from the left side. Nice pass from Haverkamp. Bowers with 8, and the lead back to 10 for the Panthers with under 4 minutes to go in the third. Now a steal. Ball tapped around. Actually, no, it's going to go to Spiker, who lays it up and in. But before that, we'll get a reach-in foul on Centralia. As Blevins, another good hustle play, save the possession. As they get it on Bowers, his second. Blevins will shoot the back, will toss it in from the baseline. Still looking, gets it into the corner to Johnson. Dribbles twice, gets it back to Blevins. Now to Spiker, and they'll get an over-the-back call on Osterhaus, and that's going to be his third. That is a big call, and that's going to force Coach Aldefer to bring in Brock Reinicke to replace Osterhaus with those three fouls. No, actually, they're going to leave Osterhaus out there with those three and bring Bowers out. So Bowers with those two fouls, Osterhaus with three, both big men in foul trouble right now for Centralia. Inside Spiker on the right block, flicks up a shot and rattles it home. 8 for Spiker, he's got 6 here in the third quarter alone. It's back to an 8-point game. 3:38 to go, third quarter. And now a steal. Here's Johnson. Puts it up ahead to Blevins. Late, a right-hand layup is good. 11 for Blevins, and Aldefer is going to take a timeout. Donovan West from 20 down is now within 6 with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor, full timeout. 3:29 to go in the third. It's 33-27. Centralia leads by 6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Easily send a gift in a GIF with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an email address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Just a few minutes ago, Donovan West looked like they were on the verge of getting blown out. So they have come back and only trail by 6 with 3:23 to go in the third quarter. Ian Haverkamp in the corner feeds to the baseline to Osterhaus. He gets triple teamed. out to Haverkamp. A straight three. It's in and out. And the rebound is Spiker, as Osterhaus was going to go for it, but he has three fouls, and he couldn't go for it. And so now Donovan West down by six with a basketball. Levin down on top. Thought about a three. Now feeds it to the right side of the floor to Leatherman. He gets to the foul line. Stops back Levin on the left wing. Pump fake. Kicks it inside to Spiker. He goes up strong and lays it in. 10 for Trent Spiker, and it's a four-point game with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Centralia just has no answer for this 1-3-1. Cross-court pass to Talley on the left wing. Up on top, Weir. Nearly trapped with the basketball. Now a lot of contact, and they'll get a reach-in foul on Blevins, who will pick up just foul number one. That'll be team foul number three on Donovan West here in the second half. 2:39 to go in the third quarter. It's 33-29. Panthers move from left to right. Haverkamp flicks to the right wing to Talley as Donovan West is now in a man-to-man. Osterhaus to the foul line, to the baseline to Reinicke. He backs down, shoots the shot over two defenders, and it's no good. The rebound to Blevins, and here comes Donovan West. Two-possession game after being down 20. Blevins drives in, flicks up a shot. It's in and out. Rebound to Talley of Centralia. And Haverkamp will bring it away the other way. Here's Weir on the left wing. Dribbles to the right hand, kicks across court to Talley. Foul line, Osterhaus. Faces up, guarded by Spiker. It's a really good matchup. Osterhaus now drives in, kicks it out to Talley. Osterhaus wants it back on the block. They miss it. Back to Talley in the right corner. Now Osterhaus on the right block. Back down. Shoots a shot high off the window. It's no good. Got his own rebound. He flicks it up and in from the left side. 18 for Osterhaus. His first points in the third quarter. 35-29. Donovan West down six. Spiker on the left block. Back down. Spins. Shoots. And hits again. 12 for Spiker. 10 in the quarter. And it's back to a four-point game with 90 seconds to go in the third. Talley, a pull-up 10-footer. It's good. Trenton Talley with his first points of the night. It's a six-point game with 1:20 to go in the third. Left to the front court. Here's Johnson with a basketball. Up on top to Blevins, guarded by Haverkamp. Right side of the floor. Brock Leatherman now with it, guarded by Weir. He drives the baseline. Dots goes up and under. His shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Franken. He'll stick it over the front of the rim and in. Six for Cole Franken, and it's 37-33 Centralia with under a minute to go in the third quarter. Weir on the right wing. Up to the foul line to Osterhaus. Feeds to the baseline to Reinicke. Here comes a double team. He shoots through it, gets blocked but fouled. And they're going to call a foul on Donovan West. And two free throws for Brock Leatherman coming with 47 seconds to go. That's going to go on Johnson and be his second. Reinicke down to the free throw line. Where he is only 40% on the year. He has not attempted many free throws. He only shoots about one a game. Left-handed shooter. His first free throw is good. Substitutions for both sides. Marshall tanking in for Centralia to replace Haverkamp. Jeske in to replace Franken of Donovan West. Second for Reinicke on the way, and he got them both. Four for Reinicke, and it's 39-33 Centralia with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Play Blevins on the right of the front court. Now to Johnson. Donovan West is holding on to the basketball. Johnson in trouble. Starts a right-handed dribble. A lot of contact. No whistle. And now Johnson just holds on to the basketball. Picks it up. Gets it off to Blevins out on top with 28 seconds to go. Blevins now backs out near midcourt right of the front court. Guarded by tanking. Again, the best defender Centralia has. Guarding the best offensive player that Donovan West has. Blevins up on top. Johnson. Here's a steal for Osterhaus. Ray drives in and slams it down with two hands. The other way with 8 seconds to go. Blevins drives in all the way inside. He gets bumped and fouled. And they're going to call it on the floor with 4.5 to go. But Osterhaus with a dunk cast 20. Wasn't quite a thunderous dunk that we saw earlier this season. But nonetheless, he was able to get it high enough over the rim and put it down. He will check out with 4.5 to go as Jude Conley is going to come back in. Do not want Osterhaus to pick up his fourth. Frank it back in as well for Jeske, but 4.5 to work with. Donovan West with the basketball on the baseline. Blevins to trigger it in. Gets it in to Spiker. The ball is knocked free. Stolen away by Talley. He'll shoot from half court. It's good if it goes, and it's off the right side of the rim. And that's the end of quarter number three. Won a third quarter it was. Donovan West has made this a game. Down 20, now only down 8. We'll enter the fourth quarter with Centralia leading 41-33 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a
tour at Peru. How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia leads by 8 as we start quarter number 4. Donovan West back into a 1-3-1 zone as the ball tapped out of bounds by Spiker, and it'll stay with Centralia. So Donovan West, they were down by 20 at one point in the third quarter, and right now only down 8. They got it to within 4, but that's as close as they got in the third. Centralia right now just playing keep away as Donovan West stays in the 1-3-1. Weir on the inside, flicks up a shot, it rattles in and out. Rebound to Spiker, and here comes Donovan West. Levin's up ahead to Frank, and he dribbles to the right baseline, goes up and under, and his shot's no good. Rebound tapped around, it's loose, and Levin's got it. Leif with it out on top. Feeds to the baseline to Franken. He'll get in the middle lane, shoot a high arcing shot that rattles home. 8 for Cole Franken. And it's back to a 6-point game with 7:11 to go in the game. Presley Bowers on the left wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Hands it off to Tanking. He'll kick it up on top to Weir. Sally calling for the basketball. Now they get it to him in the right corner. Back out Weir. Ripped around Bowers to Tanking. He'll get a screen from Bowers, and Tanking kicks the cross court to Conley. Donovan West now back into a man-to-man. They played 1-3-1 that last possession, now in man. 6:43 to go. The lead is 6 for Centralia. Bowers wants the basketball. They don't get it to him. Now they do on the right block. He gets double-teamed. He shoots through it, and he left it short. Rebound to Donovan West. Leatherman into the front court for the Mustangs. Dribbles in the left wing. Stops, kicks it off to Levin. Left to the head of the circle. Levin dribbles to the right wing. Trying to post up Spiker, and Blevin's going to get hit with a... Oh, no, he got an offensive foul. Oh, no, they did call a block. Tanking tried to take a charge, but they're going to get him with a foul. And so he will pick up his first. And so Haber-Camp will check in, as well as Osterhaus to replace Tanking and Conley. And it will be... Donovan West, who will have it baseline out of bounds with 6:22 to go. The Leatherman will toss it in from the baseline for D. West. Gets it into Spiker, who's wide open down low, and he sticks it up and in. Wide open with Spiker. He's got 14 and 12 of them here in the second half. It's back to a 4-point game with 6:12 to go. Up on top. Weir with the basketball. Kicks it inside. Gets it to Powers. Back on top, Tally, left corner. Down low to Osterhaus on the left block, and he gets shoved from behind by Johnson. And that will be his third. So Jesse will check out quickly. And Al Centralia with it, leading by 4. Bowers out of the foul line, crosses over, spins in the middle of the lane, forces up a shot that's no good, and he travels. Turnover number 6 on the Panthers here tonight. Just their third of the second half. 5:55 to go in the game. It's a 4-point lead for Centralia, but Donovan West has the basketball. D-West trailed by 20 points in the third quarter. Leif Blevins hands it off to Crane Johnson out on top. Now Johnson with a right-handed dribble. Back cut to Blevins. He sticks it high off the window and banks it home. 13 for Blevins. It's a two-point game with 5.5 minutes to go. Coach Johnson on the floor pleading with his guys to get another stop. Haverkamp up on top. Dribbles to the right elbow. Feeds to the right wing to Weir. Back on top to Haverkamp. Osterhaus wants the basketball. They get it to him on the right block. He shoots through a double team. He left it short. The rebound to Johnson. Petronia just forcing up every shot right now. In the corner, Franken up on top, Johnson, left wing to Leatherman, inside Spiker, shoots over his left shoulder, his shot misses wide left, and the rebound to Powers, ump Centralia. 41-39, Centralia under 5 minutes to go. Weir to the baseline to Osterhaus, back down, nice pass inside to Powers, who lays it up and in from the left side. 10 for Powers, it's back to 4 for Centralia with 4:45 remaining. You can just feel the electricity in the gym tonight and survive in advance, losing your season's over. Johnson a three. It's too strong. Rebound to Weir of Centralia, and here come the Panthers the other way. Lead is 4. No hurry right now for the Panthers. Haverkamp kicks to the left corner. Driving baseline is Talley. He gets cut off. Kicks it off to Haverkamp. Now Bowers in the middle of the lane. Gets double-teamed. Forces up another tough shot, and this time it rattles home. 12 for Presley Bowers, and the lead back up to 6 for Centralia with 4:12 to go. And Coach Johnson is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:09 to go in the game. It's 45-39. Donovan West trails by 6. When we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that this time of the year is my favorite time of the year because it's postseason basketball, win or go home. And Donovan West could have easily folded up shop here tonight after trailing by 20 in the third quarter. They have come back, got it to within 2, right now trail by 6, but they do have the basketball operating from right to left in their road navy blue uniforms with 4:09 to go. Cole Franken has checked out of the game. Brody Jeske in there for the Mustangs, who have just 6 guys tonight. Blevins kicks the ball to Spiker, but it's hitting the backcourt, and Blevins goes and retrieves it. Left side of the floor, here's Jeske. Up on top, now there's Spiker. Right side of the floor, Blevins. Thought about a 3. Now it feeds it inside to Johnson on the right block. He backs it down, shoots it back out to Blevins. He pumps on a 3, but they're going to get a 3-second violation called on Donovan West. As that'll be turnover number 5 for the Mustangs. And now Centralia with the ball back, but facing pressure. Ian Haverkamp in pressure in the backcourt. Gets it off to Osterhaus, and now Talley. Still in the backcourt. Kicked up ahead, now to Weir. He'll stop. Hold it up out on top to Talley. Left side of the floor to Bowers. He drives baseline, flicks the shot up and in. 14 for Bowers. He's got 6 here in the fourth. The lead is 8 right now for Centralia with 3:25 to go. Johnson up on top, pumps on the 3, dribbles inside, spins, has a shot thrown away by Bowers. Pressing the other way, and they'll get a reach-in foul on Leatherman, which will be his fourth. Presley Bowers flexes his muscle. He's come up big here in the fourth quarter. So Leatherman will check out with his 4 fouls. Franken back in. Here's Centralia with the basketball, leading by 8. On left wing, here's Trenton Talley with the basketball. Up on top to Bowers. Osterhaus calling for it. They get it to him in the middle of the lane. Now he turns it over into the hands of Franken up for Donovan West. The 7th turnover for Centralia. Up ahead, Johnson in the right corner. Down low to Spiker in the middle of the lane. Nice pass to Jeske. He stops, flicks it up, and he travels. 6th turnover for Donovan West. And the Mustangs going to show pressure. Osterhaus will trigger it in from the backcourt. Gets it into Weir. He gets double-teamed. splits it up ahead to Osterhaus, and now Haverkamp to Bowers, drives in, flicks up a high arc, he's shot, and it's good. Presley Bowers is single-handedly taking over this game. He's got 16, and a lead back to 10 for Centralia. Blevins, a shot blocked into the hands of Spiker. It's loose on the floor. Fought for. Bowers comes up with it. Kicks it up ahead. Now a nice pass to Talley. His right hand layup is good and one. That might be the sealer right there. As great hustle by Bowers. He's the breakaway for Talley, who lays it up and in. And he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. And now Coach Johnson's going to take a timeout. 2:28 to go. It was just two a minute ago. Now it's up to 12 as the Panthers lead 51-39. And we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
What a game this has been. It's definitely been a game of runs, that's for sure. Trailing on a 10-0 run right now. It was a 41-39 advantage for Centralia just a few minutes ago, but a 10-0 spurt sparked by Presley Bowers, who has now 8 points in this fourth quarter, all eight of the 10 for Centralia. Grant Talley at the free throw line. His free throw is in and out. But Donovan West with the basketball. Down by 12. They got to start hustling. Leif Blevins left of the wing. Gets a screen up on top. Kicks the right side of the floor to Leatherman. Up on top, Johnson. A straightaway three on the way. It's off the back rim. Rebound to Bowers of Centralia. He'll get it off to Weir. Lobs it across the timeline as we approach 2 minutes to go. Osterhaus in the baseline. Stop, forces up a shot that's good and one. 22 for Osterhaus, and he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. And again, there's the dagger. And Coach Johnson wants another timeout. 2 minutes to go. The lead is 14 for Centralia. When we come back on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
2 minutes even to go. It's 53-39 Centralia. Right now on a 12-0 run. And a single free throw coming up for Rank Osterhaus. And that last play was big because it fouled out Creighton Johnson to win his night with 4 points. Osterhaus at the free throw line. He will shoot one. He's a perfect 5 for 5 tonight, and that's 22 points. Free throw is in and out and back in. So he's got 23. The lead is 15 for Centralia with under 2 minutes to go. Levins dribbles in the corner, gets tripped and fouled. And they'll call that on Ian Haverkamp and be his third. And it'll be baseline out of bounds for Blevins as that's the 16th foul. Blevins gets it into Johnson. Up on top, Jeske. Left side of the floor to Blevins. Pumps on a three. Dribbles to the baseline. It's going to be another block foul called on Ian Haverkamp. That'll be his fourth, and it'll be a 1-1 now coming for Leif Blevins. So Blevins will go to the free throw line. He's 2-for-2 tonight, 1-1 with 1:47 to go. Got to have everything from here on out for Donovan West. Free throw on the way by Blevins, and it's pure. 14 for Blevins. He's 3-for-3 from the stripe, and we'll shoot one more. Second free throw on the way, and he got them both. 15 for Blevins. Weir with the basketball out of the backcourt. He gets double-teamed, and he just throws it away. Nobody there to go straight out of bounds. And that'll be turnover number 8 for Centralia. The game is 13 points right now with 1:40 to go. Frank into Spiker. Flicks it over his shoulder and count it and one. 16 for Spiker, and the Mustangs are not going to go away without a fight. Here's a free throw coming for Trent Spiker to look to make it a 10-point game. A foul was on Bowers, his third. Spiker to the line for the first time tonight. On the year, 50%. His free throw is good. 17 for Spiker. Haverkamp kicks the pass up to Bowers. He tries to lay it up, and he's in and out. Rebound to Clemens, and they're going to get a foul going over the back on Weir. And we are going to go to the other end with no time coming off the clock and a chance for Donovan West to get back to within single digits. Blevins just hit 2 in a row. He's 4-for-4 tonight. But this will be a 1-1 with 1:34 to go. Mentioned Donovan West needs everything from here on out. Free throw is good. 16 for Blevins. One more free throw with 1:34 remaining. This to bring it back to within 8. Still a ton of time left. And he got them both. 17 for Blevins. Now Centralia with the basketball in the backcourt. In trouble. A steal. Blevins drives in, looks up a shot, it's blocked away, still loose, and here's a breakaway now for Haverkamp. Ian drives in and lays it up and in. Score for Haverkamp, and Coach Cole Oliver is going to take a timeout for the Panthers, but what an opportunity for Donovan West. Down by 8, and with a steal, but they can't get anything out of it as Osterhaus blocks it away, and it's now an 11-point advantage for Centralia. Tell you what, you got to give Donovan West, though, a ton of credit. They could have folded how many times in this game. But they have not. They just continue to battle. And there's still a lot of time left in this one. 1:21 to go. But it is a full timeout here taken by Coach Aldifer of Centralia. He just wants to make sure his guys get reset. The bad energy and the vibes out of the last couple possessions. Centralia trying to finish this one off. I get the winner. We'll get Clifton Clyde on Friday of next week. So 1:21 to go. It's 56-46. I said it was an 11-point game. It is a 10-point game. And Donovan West will have it. Now through the length of the floor. 1:20 remaining, and Leif Blevins walking across the timeline, controlling it a man-to-man. Blevins gets the screen up on top, dribbles all the way to the baseline, stops, and he flicks it up and in. 19 for Leif Blevins. It's back to 8. Tally across the timeline has a ball poked free, but he got fouled. They'll get it on Jesse. Should take that back there and get on Spiker. That'll be his first. And now Tally to the free throw line. This will be the final 1-1 of the night for both sides. Tally just missed a free throw a minute ago. Tally with 4 points tonight on the year, 67%. Right-handed shooter, his free throw is in and out. Rebound of Donovan West. It's an 8-point game with 1 minute to go. Donovan West has got to go. Here they go, finally. For Leatherman in the front court, has the ball poked free into the backcourt. He saves it in, but stolen away by Haverkamp. He flicks it up ahead. Should have been a carry, and it is. So Donovan West still with some time 52.5 to go in an 8-point disadvantage right now. Levin's got to go, and there he goes. And he carries the basketball. Either team wants to win this game right now. Trillia has had a chance to ice this game away. Donovan West has had a chance to come back in this game. Right now, Centralia will have it. 48.3 to go, leading by 8. Haverkamp's got it in the backcourt. And now he's a near steal, but Charlie brings it the other way. Kicks it off to Weir. He's got it on the left wing. Now to Haverkamp. Right side of the floor, Tally. Jeske's all over Tally. Now Haverkamp. Left side of the floor to Powers. And they're finally going to get a reach-in foul by Spiker. 34.5 to go. Too much time, though, came off that clock. This is two shots now, a double bonus for Presley Bowers. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. 58% on the year, and his first one is nothing but the bottom. 17 for Bowers. He will have one more free throw. Try to push the lead back to 10 with 34.5 to go to make it a four-possession game. And he missed it. Offensive rebound, though, for Osterhaus, and he'll put it up and in. 25 for Rafe Osterhaus, and that right there has got to be the dagger. It's 11. Levin's the other way, leaves a floater short, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Donovan West. Marshall Tanking will check back into the game for Centralia to replace Weir. And Blevins will toss it in from the baseline. Into Spiker, he falls to the floor, and it's going to be a travel. Ninth turnover for Donovan West. They've turned it over three times here in the final half a minute. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Johnson. We'll take this final timeout. 22 seconds to go with the full timeout. 59-48. Centralia leads by 11 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 59-48. The lead is 11 for Centralia. Panthers with the basketball. They get it into Osterhaus in the backcourt. He kicks it up ahead to Tanking. All the way inside. Now flicked over the left side of the floor to Haverkamp. 15 seconds to go. Haverkamp now up on top, and Blevins will reach in and foul. This was Ian Haverkamp to the free throw line for a pair. 12 seconds left. What a game, though, this has been. Haverkamp's first free throw is off the back lip. These are his first free throw attempts of the night. Plenty of subs going to come into the game now for Centralia. We'll see Reineke along with Marcus Heinen, a sophomore. Brock Kramer, a sophomore. And if Haverkamp makes this free throw, he will check out as well. And he got it. Well, five for Haverkamp. 60-48, 12 seconds to go. Donovan West will inbound the basketball to Blevins. He'll bring it up the front court. Stop, pull up from 30 feet. It's short. Rebound to Reineke of Centralia. Loose on the floor, and that's going to be it. Final score tonight. A valiant effort by Donovan West, but Centralia holds on to win by 12. 60-48, the final. Centralia improves to 10-9 on the year. Donovan West ends their season with a record of 8-13. Let's take a timeout. We will come back. Take a look at stats. Pick our player of the game. We come back on 92.1 KMZA.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to Centralia High School. Final score of our boys' game tonight. Centralia wins it over Donovan West, 60-48. So Centralia advances to take on Clifton Clyde on Friday of next week. Clifton Clyde, the top overall seed here in this 1A Division I sub-state at 16-2 on the year. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, back in the studios, and taking a look at this game. It was all Centralia early on. The Panthers led 16-2 after one quarter and led by 16 at the half, actually led by 20 in the fourth quarter. But Donovan West went on a big run, got it down to 4 in the third, eventually trailed by 8 going into the fourth quarter. Then in the fourth, Donovan West got it all the way down to 2 points. But Centralia forced a couple of turnovers in a row by Donovan West, and the Panthers are able to hang on to pick up their 10th win of the year and win it by 12, 60-48. Looking at the final numbers, we'll start with Donovan West. 9 turnovers and 1-3. They were 9 of 12 from the free throw line, but just that slow start is what doomed the Mustangs here tonight. Led in scoring by Leif Levens. He added 19. Trent Spiker, 17. After that, Cole Franken with 8. Creighton Johnson with 4. That's it for Donovan West, who again only had 6 guys here tonight. So valiant effort by the Mustangs. Could have easily folded several times in this game, but continued to battle, made it a very interesting game. But ultimately, the Mustangs in the year with a record of 8-13. Centralia, meanwhile, 9 turnovers. They hit 2 threes. They were 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Huge night for Ray Boesterhaus. He had 16 points in the first half, finishes with 25 in the game. He was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Presley Bowers added 17, including 9 in the fourth quarter. 5 for Ian Haverkamp and Colton Weir, 4 for Brock Reinecke and Trenton Talley, as the Panthers again pick up win number 10 on the year in advance to take on Clifton Clyde next Friday night, a game we'll have here on 92.1 KMZA. Time to pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank of Onega, and I'm going to pick co-players of the game tonight because I can. I'm going to go with Ray Boesterhaus with those 25 for Centralia, but Presley Bowers, 9 points in the fourth quarter, sealed it for Centralia after Donovan West got it down to 2. Bowers finishes with 17. So Presley Bowers and Ray Boesterhaus, they're going to be our co-players of the game tonight here on 92.1 KMZA. More high school basketball action coming your way next week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you name it, a day of the week, we'll have high school basketball here on 92.1. Also stay tuned with us. We'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up here on the night of action and get you set or substate of all classes coming up next week. That's going to do it here from Centralia High School. For our man, Kirk Kilman, taking care of us back in the studios. Kirk, thank you so much. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Centralia High School. Centralia improves to 10-9 on the year and moves on to the semifinals of the substate with a 60-48 victory over Donovan West. You've been listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.